Today is the feast day of the great St. Francis de Sales, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. He's the patron saint of Catholic journalists, patron saint of the Catholic press. Somebody joked with a name like de Sales, he should be the patron saint of shopping, right? To try to get yourself a good deal, a good bargain. So he was considered the gentleman saint. He was considered one of the most lovable men who ever lived. In fact, if you have ever seen Father Rutler from EWTN, from New York, so dignified and refined, to me that would be a sort of a image of what St. Francis de Sales was like. He began his education in Savoy in France, and at the age of 14, since he was so brilliant, he went off to Paris to study at one of the 54 colleges. Paris was the intellectual center of Europe at the time, so he was educated by the Jesuits. And then, in order to sort of appease his father was a senator, he studied law and became a gentleman scholar. He took lessons in horseback riding, fencing, dancing. He was considered the most eligible bachelor among the young nobility. By the age of 24, he had his doctorate in law, and he was offered a seat in the Senate, just like his father. And his father had planned a distinguished marriage for him, but Francis de Sales declined and said he was feeling called to the priesthood. And so, much to his father's unhappiness, he pursued his goal to become a priest, his true vocation from Almighty God. And so he began to study and do the seminary work and was ordained. And as a priest, he felt called to do missionary work among the most hostile of the people in those days were the Calvinists, who were very anti-Catholic. And so he went down there to do missionary work. His father thought that he was going to his death. And because that area had become very staunch anti-Catholic in that region. But he was able to win a number of converts from Calvinism back into the Catholic faith. But he did suffer a great deal because he was on a number of occasions attacked, once by a hostile crowd and beaten. On another occasion, he was in the country and he was surrounded by wolves. So he had to climb a tree and he spent the night in a tree with the wolves at the base of the tree. If you saw the movie The Hobbit, did anybody see the movie The Hobbit? Well, Frodo and the dwarves have to spend some time up in a tree as well when the wolves are after them. So very interesting. So he became then the Bishop of Geneva, chosen to be the Bishop of Geneva in 1602. And he began to really reform the diocese. And he met St. Jane Frances de Chantal, a prominent widow, and he gave her spiritual direction. She eventually became a religious sister, a nun, founded the Order of the Visitation along with her. And what we see in his life, this great desire to evangelize, to spread the faith, he was a great Catholic apologist and a great Catholic spiritual director. His books, for example, Against the Controversies, one of the greatest books on apologetics ever written. He also wrote the Treatise on the Love of God and the Introduction to the Devout Life. And these are spiritual classics. If you've read Father John Hardin's Catholic Lifetime Reading Plan, where he lists all the books that Catholics should read during their lifetime, St. Francis de Sales is among the top, that every Catholic needs to read the Introduction to the Devout Life because it is spirituality for the laymen and for the women, for the men and women living in the world, the moms and the dads, the single people in the world. He outlines a plan for holiness so that the laity can grow in their faith. And for example, today, the Legion of Mary handbook, that is a modern day introduction to the devout life. If somebody reads that book and lives that book, I believe that they will grow in holiness just like those reading the Introduction to the Devout Life back in the 1600s. So he died in 1622 at the young age of 55. Imagine that, the young age of 55. I used to think that was a pretty old age at one point, but as I'm getting close to that, it's not that old anymore, right? He was canonized just 40 years after that and declared the patron saint of the Catholic press. So I think what we can learn from him is his gentleness with souls. He was the one who did the quote that a spoonful of honey will attract more than a barrel of vinegar. That he was a saint of kindness and gentleness in winning souls for Christ through his humility, gentleness, and kindness. But what's interesting, though, is that he was not born that way. It says it took him 20 years to overcome his quick temper. Isn't that encouraging, right? If you've ever had a desire to be impatient, well, pray to St. Francis de Sales. His greatest fault became his greatest virtue. By overcoming his quick temper, he became known as the most gentle of all the saints. So I will give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Francis de Sales. Through the intercession of this bishop and doctor of the church, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.